future, and a red-hot welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with an old folk song, beautifully interpreted by Lynn Ariel. Hushabye, recorded December 98, Lynn Ariel, pianist and leader, Scott Colley bass and Steve Davis drums. It's on a TCOB-labeled CD called Melody, TCOB being the Montreux Jazz Festival label. Lynn has a brand new album out too, might play you something from that towards the end of the show. Sadly, drummer Tony Allen died last week at a mere 79. Together with his fellow Nigerian, Fela Kuti, they formed a band called Africa 70, and they stayed together for 15 years, Allen being the musical director as well as drummer, and they created something called Afrobeat. It's a mixture of West African musical styles and funk and jazz. Here's an example, even if it is a bit of a diversion for us.
I got all my wealth. Granny father, riding on guitar strings, hoping on a rainbow, wishing for my ego. Target practice, ka-ching, my free fall, landing over people, every limb is lethal. Super radar, double glazed razor, speak yes I may sir, we reflect data. Every season, part of me is leaving. I don't know the reason. Memories are freezing. Chilly like the evening. Tasty if you need them. Sweeter than your freedom. If you like my words, then heed them. Fate helps me carry on. Blood runs my marathon. Veins made of parables and paragons. I travel on. I alter lives to quarter past. Free as the ship sails a quarter mast. I'm sort of lost, but first to ask. My starships are searching for my autograph.
All my weapons and my barricade down, cause I know I don't want it. Oh, never said I want to fold you, so you put down your gun. Every season, lost a part of me, so I hope I don't need it.
Okay, I don't need myself.
It's just a part of my memory.
That song was recorded after Tony Allen had split up from Fela Kuti. In fact, after Kuti had died in a Nigerian prison. This was 2002, a forerunner of rap or hip-hop or whatever. Tony Allen drums, of course. He was able to play a different rhythm with each of his four limbs simultaneously. So, sounding like four drummers. In fact, Kuti did hire four drummers to replace him. Tony Allen's jazz heroes were Max Roach and Art Blakey. We heard Every Season with a special guest on melodica, banjo and vocals. Damon Albarn, who I'm reliably informed, is in a pop group called Blur, and he's a big fan of Tony Allen, even writing a song about his talents. Caesar was on bass, Jeff Kellner guitar, Fixie clavinet. Yes, something of a diversion, but here's Eric Dolphy to get us back into our normal groove. recorded by Rudy Van Gelder for Prestige Records in August 1960. That was the Latin Jazz Quintet plus Eric Dolphy. But Eric is very much in the background. The song is called First Bass Line, which is played by bassist Bill Ellington, with Dolphy providing the second bass line on bass clarinet. Gene Casey is on piano and he wrote that song. Charlie Simons vibes, Manny Ramos drums, Juan Amalbert conga. Funny how we tend to think of Dolphy for his avant-garde work, but he was often very mainstream. By the time of this recording, on which he also plays alto and flute, he'd just left Charlie Mingus's band. He was later to join Coltrane and later still John Lewis, but he died in 1964, just after his 36th birthday, of a heart attack brought on by diabetes. And another bit of sad news for this week, Richie Cole also died. Here he is now in all his majesty. That's from a Japanese Venus album. Richie Cole plays West Side Story, recorded in New York City, March 98. Richie on alto, Vic Juris guitar, Lou Forestieri piano, Ed Howard bass, Tommy Campbell drums, and Ray Mantia percussion. Fabulous album all the way through. Richie Cole from Trenton, New Jersey. He often referred to himself as the kid from Trenton. His father owned a jazz club there, so inevitably, jazz was to be his life. Stints with Lionel Hampton, Buddy Rich and Manhattan Transfer before he formed his own quintet and later his Alto Madness Orchestra. I have over 50 albums of him as a leader and all are excellent. Here he is, a decade earlier, summer of 88. From a milestone album called Signature, recorded summer 88. The lineup varies from a duo up to the so-called Mega Universal Saxophone Orchestra, which has a front line of two altos, two tenors and two baritones, which are all played by Richie Cole. On Doing the Jungle Walk, it's only Richie on alto, Vic Juris again on guitar, Ben Sidrum piano, Marshall Hawkins bass and Mel Brown drums. Downbeat magazine gave the young Richie a scholarship to Berkeley and Boston, where he honed his bebop-based style. Richie's influences were Charlie Parker, Sonny Stitt and Sonny Rollins. He died at the shockingly young age of 72, apparently of natural causes. That shouldn't happen at 72. We'll hear more from Richie a bit later, but here's one of our fave pianists, Yoshiko Kishino, and some Schumann. Thank you. Robert Schumann's Traumerei Kinderscenen has never sounded better. Yoshiko Kishino in Tokyo, May 2005. What more can I add? Let's hear something else by Tony Allen, here with fellow African Hugh Masekela. This album, called Rejoice, took 10 years to record as they dovetailed the diaries and travel plans of the two co-leaders, drummer Tony Allen and flugelhornist on this occasion, Hugh Masekela. And that song was a perfect example of the virtuosity of the two co-leaders, and they co-wrote all the songs here. That was Never, brackets, Lagos Never Gonna Be The Same, brackets. Referring to the death of Tony's one-time musical partner, Fela Kuti, this was to be the last album for both Tony and Hugh. And it's a fittingly joyous African riot of rhythm and fun. Masekela did the multi-tracked vocal, Lewis Wright vibes, Tom Herbert and Mutali Kashi on basses, Lekan Babalola percussion. I decided we ought to hear the two other Ellington magazine songs. And, as we've just mentioned, Downbeat. Mm-hmm.
And dedicated to Downbeat Magazine.
From Volume 9 of the Treasury Show series sponsoring War Bonds, a radio broadcast from August 45, so between VE and VJ days. That was Downbeat Shuffle, an Ellington compo. Solos, Jimmy Hamilton clarinet, Harry Carney bass clarinet, and a lot of the unmistakable trombone of Joe Tricky Sam Nanton. I'll take a second out, if I may, to mention a new Mosaic box set. Regular listeners will know I'm a huge fan of Mosaic's limited edition box sets. Well, a new one has just been released. Haven't received my copy yet. It's Paul Desmond in Toronto. 7 CDs worth, 3 hours of previously released Toronto recordings, plus 3 hours of never-before-released Paul Desmond music. Wow, is all I can say. Yes, it's a limited edition run of 2,500. If you are a Desmond fan, and you should be, I'd get an order in quickly, as this is already proving to be their fastest-selling set for some years. I can afford to tell you this now, as I've already ordered my copy. Here's Lynn Ariel, and it's a vocal, but it's not Lynn singing.
Far between sundown's finish, midnight's broken toll. We ducked inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Mist was slowly lifting. Electric light still struck like arrows, fired before the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tone for the searching ones on the speechless seeking trail. A tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside the jail, and we gaze upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
And that was the title song of the latest Lynn Ariel album called Chimes of Freedom, the Bob Dylan song from 64. This album has two vocals, Chimes, which we've just heard, and Paul Simon's American Tune. And all the others are Lynn Ariel originals, recorded October 2019 at the Samurai Hotel Studio in New York City. I may be wrong, but as I sit here, I cannot think of any other Lynn Ariel album that's featured a vocal or vocalist. Lynn piano, Jasper Thompson bass, E.J. Strickland drums, and the folk jazz singer K.J. Denhert. This is an amazing album. Here's Richie Cole again.
Thank you.
Yes, we're squeezing in lots of our fave songs this week. A medley of first Richie Cole on alto, all by himself, on How Are Things in Glockamora from Finian's Rainbow. And then the rhythm section kicks in to help him out on a lovely sensuous Danny Boy. Eric Gunnison piano, Steinway grand piano no less, Ken Walker bass, Charlie Ayash drums. Tony Allen's back again. Yes, rather different to our usual fare. From a 2014 Tony Allen album called Film of Life, we heard Tiger's Skip, co-written by Tony Allen and Damon Albarn, who is on melodica here. Tony drums, of course. Ludovic Bruni on a variety of guitars, three of them. Vincent Tagar percussion, recorded in Paris, where Tony had settled and lived for the last 35 years of his life. When he left his native Nigeria, he first came to London, but illegally. And life proved too hard for him as an illegal, so he decamped to Paris. Goodness, we are having variety this week. Here's a dedication to Wilf. No, you may not know Wilf, but he was very, very poorly last week. He's a Whippet Greyhound cross and had to have over 3 days at the vets. So this song, Happy Dog, is dedicated to him. I've just changed the playlist at the very last sec, as Wilf has just popped into the recording studio to say hi. Hi to all of us, I assume. That was a Leslie Pinechick compo. She is also the pianist and leader with Shoko Nagai, accordion, Scott Hardy, bass, Satoshi Takishi, percussion. Ha! Huh, the happy dog is back again with me. And that just leaves us time for Richie Cole with the Bacharach and David theme from the film Alfie. It was Richie's signature song when he was in the Buddy Rich Band. This version is September 2015 with Eric Susoff guitar, Mark Perner bass, Vince Taglieri drums. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and that you'll be back again next week to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for another the real enjoyment of jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.